back, friends. So we left off that we are helomorphic. And so let us address the physical briefly, because it can quickly get out of the scope and competence of myself. And then we can really go into spiritual, which I think is often neglected. So for physical, there's light therapy that seems to be a known remedy to the darkening of days. I have recently come across many, many scholarly articles on grounding mats that help to dissipate, different electric fields. I will have a link to that, and you can educate yourself if you care to. There's, of course, proper human diet. If animals don't eat their diet, they don't do well. And if they do eat their diet, they do well. And so, of course, that would lead into the question, what would be a proper human diet? I've got a link to Ken Berry. He's a doctor. You could consult that if you care to. That is that physical part of us. And when we find ourselves with a good nourishing diet, and in fact, the Petersons, Jordan and Tammy Peterson and Michaela, all talk about how the diet affected their psyche, their depression and that sort of thing. So that's the physical, quick loss, very quick loss. Spiritual. I think the spiritual is often neglected. This is something that goes back, I will pull Eva Garris and wave it around at the next episode. He was a desert father talking about spiritual desolation, and we have had shows in the past on that. And the punchline from that is to fight back.
Right.
Don't let yourself get pulled down with the negativity, and that authentic and a remedy to do that would be authentic gratitude.
Yeah. And I think that part of the problem that we have right now in terms of that spiritual element is that the waters of spirituality are becoming very, very muddied, right? When we're speaking of spirituality, we're not speaking about any spirits. We're speaking about the Holy Spirit, right? And it is from him that, all of the wisdom, all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit are poured out in abundance from his goodness. But many people have a jaded notion of what spirituality is. And unfortunately, many people who engage in quote unquote spirituality are not ever going to be lifted up out of despair, because many of the spiritual elements that they are finding themselves connected with are tragically, during this time period, very demonic. And so,
Sarah, I hate to interrupt your train of thought, but you are very, very, very wise. We have Dan Burke. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's coming in. He's talking on spiritual warfare. His mother, who was Jewish by birth, drifted away from her ancestral faith and started dabbling into occult. And that was disastrous for her, for her children, I think, of which there were three, Dan being one of them. His brother will go on to commit suicide. Oh, and she cries out in the darkness. So she gets, of course, in a real bind. And she doesn't know which way to go. And she calls out. And according to Dan Burke, and I was in his class with him, he says, something answered. And it wasn't the Holy Spirit.
Right. Yeah. And we have to be very, very, as human beings, right? We do have, as you said before, we are body and soul, right? We're an ensouled body, right? I mean, it's not as though like the soul, there's no such thing as ensoulment, right? Like where the body was made and then we dump a ghost in there, right? It's not, we are at the instant of creation, we are what a human being is, which is an ensouled body, right? I mean, that it's all of a unit. And we, but God himself is pure spirit. And the angelic realm that he created is also pure spirit. And that element of our soul permits us to engage with that element of creation in the same way that our body, in a very, very beautiful way, allows us to engage with the earthly creation, right? We can go out and we can walk, we can splash our feet. I love this little cartoon that I just saw, not cartoon, but a little video, very charming from, you know, when the internet was still young and innocent, of this little baby boy basically walking this big dog, and he finds this puddle, you know, and he walks through it, and then he wants to go back to the puddle again, but the dog won't let him. So he puts the leash down and he just plays in this puddle, right? Because that element of us being able to engage in natural goodness is so strong and so compelling. But the problem is we can see, even though, I guess I would put it this way, even though we can see with our own eyes, right, things on the earth that are good, we can't necessarily discern which things are best. So even though we can physically see things, we may do things with goodness that we ought not do. And we know that even though we can see it, we still are mistaken. Well, imagine then how much more at risk we are when we are called to engage with things of an invisible nature, right? To engage with the Holy Spirit, to engage with our angels, how much easier it would be for Satan to deceive us there, because we're so easily deceived even among earthly goodnesses, right? So the only way that we can really be certain that we are engaging with morally good as spirituality, right, is to put ourselves safely under the guidance of the Holy Spirit through the worship of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the places where you are most secure in that will obviously be in the Catholic Church. There you are 100% certain that you are with the Holy Spirit. And as a matter of fact, many people even like to refer to the third person of the Trinity as the Holy Ghost, right? To use a more archaic language so that we don't risk that modernist spirituality, because we must be very, very cautious and recognize that Satan himself, God, once he bestows a gift, never takes anything away. And Lucifer is the angel of light, right? The bearer of light. So we have to be cognizant of our own limitations and make sure that when we are engaging with that level of spirituality, right, that we are engaging with goodness, beauty, and truth, and not a counterfeit.
That's right. We have to have spiritual discernment. And maybe we'll say it 1,000 times, the series we have on Ignatian discernment process with Father Tim Gallagher, some work from Dan Burke, of Course of Saints. Please avail yourselves of that, because we desperately need it. All right, friends, let's pick up in the next episode, the thesis statement.
There we go.
Till then, fides eratio. All right.